Disclaimer. This demo is not part of the official Space Pigs cinematic universe. It is therefore to be considered part of Space Pigs Legends. In other words, fan fiction.
The demo begins with a beautiful depiction of beautiful scenery. It is very beautiful, rendered in many colorful pixels. You begin to realize that this is the most mesmerizing rendering of a swan you have ever seen. After the swan exploded in gazillions of photorealistic blood particles, Space Pigs proved technical competence again, displaying a convincing impression of the sixth circle of hell. A man approaches. The mysterious stranger gallops away on his ugly unicorn, as if driven onward by the mind-boggling rendering quality as presented by Space Pigs. The cheesy music with the crappy chiptune melody can only mean one thing: a greetings part is coming up. And indeed, in front of volumetric clouds with complex scattering effects, a barely readable scrawler in the nastiest coder colors attempts to greet each and every demo group that ever existed. The scrawler is still scrolling. Group names are ordered by impact of cultural heritage. The foreground color of the scrawler now changes from green to yellow. Apparently, the demo group Mercury was not included in the list of greetings. The mysterious stranger lands his ugly unicorn in the garden we have already seen in the establishing shot from the beginning. The swan is still dead. Suddenly, Kevin appears and is very surprised by the unexpected visitor.
I am very surprised by your sudden appearance.
Kevin's naked skin glistens with immeasurable amount of detail enabled by physically based rendering presented to you by Space Pigs.
Why are you wearing a wolf costume?
The stranger, wearing a wolf costume, appears to be intrigued by the prospect of touching Kevin's naked body. The expression of disgust quickly gives way to a forbidden desire exploding into Kevin's face once confronted with the mysterious stranger's cultural heritage. We at Space Pigs call this quality animation. The new Space Pigs engine shines by animating over 1000 boners at once, affecting a single mesh. Thanks to sophisticated subsurface scattering algorithms, The mysterious stranger's elongated primary bone is still visible while enclosed within Kevin's deep throat. Demo engine technology is being taken to the next level in this hyper-realistic refraction within semi-opaque bodily fluids. Unlimited boner influence per vertex enables formerly unseen cinematographic quality, brought to you by Space Pigs. The interplay of light and shadow makes this presentation of plausible intimacy a demoscene highlight that will be remembered by thumb downers on Poet for years to come. We have just now turned the disc for loading the second part. The second part is still loading. While the second part is loading, why not take the time to vote? It's still loading. It will be worth the wait. Now that the second part was loaded, the computer needs some time to decrunch the data. Here we go. Kevin is sitting in a waiting room, waiting.
Kevin from please go to the doctor's office. The doctor will see you in a minute.
Kevin has entered the treatment room.
I am waiting for the doctor.
What might be wrong with him?
What might be the problem?
My tummy box feels broken.
Please, lie down and let me check. Does it hurt if I push here?
Yes.
Does it hurt if I pull this?
Yes. Yes.
You're pregnant.
Oh no! How is pregnant formed?
Did you use protection?
I don't know. Please make it go away.
Let me try something really quick. Whoops. Ooh, it looks like your water broke.
Proportions.
Push, push.
While Pelvis MD assists Kevin giving birth, the topology of Kevin's mesh is animated with state-of-the-art soft body physics.
Push.
Another technological breakthrough by Space Pigs.
It's a beautiful swan. I must go now.
Pelvis MD dissolves into a ghostly rendition of the elder god Cthulhu. Due to the heavy use of alpha blending, the frame rate drops to 4 FPS for a few seconds.
What is happening?
It is a beautiful swan. I shall name you Wonder Swan.
Kevin's newborn child, the Wonder Swan, begins pecking at Kevin's eyes. The cheesy music can only mean one thing. While Kevin is mounting the Wonder Swan, a credits part is coming up. And indeed, in front of Kevin riding a beautiful swan in front of hyper-realistic clouds, a wobbly scrawler appears, listing everyone who has worked on this demo. Nobody knows the true identity of Bree Shaman. And who might Kringle Case be? Oh no! The Wonder Swan got hit by an airplane. This hilarious twist will guarantee Space Pigs a Best Direction meteoric. The tiny bomb icons mean that the demo has crashed. This gives you the opportunity to watch the first part again. Thank you for your consideration, and do not forget to like and subscribe.